Jai Gopi Janna Ballama Nandana Braj Janarangana Dhamana Kira Vanachari Dhamana Kira
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati ki jai. Anantakuri Vaishnavinda ki jai. Namacharya Harinashtapur ki. Thank you, Guru Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pabunukhtananda Shepeti Gurara. Shivasadi Guru Bhaktivinda. Shishirara Krishna Guru Pabidana Samadhan Varakam. Yirgo Dham ki. Maturandam Dham ki. Mayapurnavid Dham ki. Jaganapuri Dham ki. Raman Reti Dham ki. Tosha Devi ki. Bhakti Devi ki. Ganga Mai ki, Jamana Mai ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vinda ki, Glory Samadhor ki, Zol Glory Samadhor ki, Glory Samadhor ki, Shigaru and Gauranga O Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, verse 18. Niyached vishaye bhyaksham. Manasa buddhi sarati. Mana karma bir akhyetam. Subharte darayadhyaya. Niyached vishaye bhyaksham. Manasa buddhi sarati. Mana karma bi akhipta. Subharte dharayet dhyaya. Niyat
Chedvishibhokshan Manasa Buddhi Sarati Mana Karma Bi Achitam Subharte Dharayadhyā. Manasa Buddhi Sarati
withdraw Vishyedha from sense engagements. Aksham, the senses. Manasa, by dint of the mind. Buddhi, intelligence. Sarati, driver. Mana, the mind. Pranavi, by the fruit of works. Akshitam, being absorbed in me. Shubha Arte, for the sake of the Lord. Dharya, hold up Dhyā, in full consciousness. Translation. Gradually, as the mind becomes progressively spiritualized, withdraw it from sense activities, and by intelligence, the senses will be controlled. The mind, too absorbed in material activities, can be engaged in the service of the personality of God and become fixed in full transcendental consciousness. Purport. The first process of spiritualizing the mind by mechanical chanting of the pranava, omkar, and by control of the breathing system is technically called the mystic or yogic process of pranayama, or fully controlling the breathing air. The ultimate state of this pranayama system is to be fixed in trance, technically called samadhi. But experience has proven that even the samadhi stage also fails to control the material absorbed mind. For example, the great mystic Vishwamitra Muni, even in the stage of samadhi, became a victim of the senses and cohabited with Menaka. History has already recorded this. The mind, although ceasing to think of sensual activities at present, remembers past sensual activities from the subconscious status and thus disturbs one from 100% engagement and self-realization. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami recommends the next step of assured policy, namely to fix one's mind in the service of the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also recommends this direct process in Bhagavad Gita 647. Thus, the mind being spiritually cleansed, one should at once engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord by the different devotional activities of hearing, chanting, etc. If performed under proper guidance, that is the surest path of progress even for the disturbed mind. Om Ajnana Tamaranda Shigananjana Shalaka Chakramalitam Ginita Swashigrave Namaha. Vandehan Shri Guru Shri Tathapati Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Vaganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabudhutam Parijana Sanitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Vagana Lalita Shri Vishakaritam Cha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shrimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Niyached Vishayed Bhavakshan Manasa Buddhi Sharati Manas Kamabhi Akshetam Subhakte Darayadhyam. Gradually, as the mind becomes progressively spiritualized, withdraw it from sense activities, and by intelligence, the senses will be controlled. The mind, too absorbed in material activities, can be engaged in the service of the personality of God and become fixed in full transcendental consciousness. So here, the first thing Prabhupada says in the purport, the first process of spiritualizing the mind is by mechanical chanting of the prana omkar and by control of the breathing system called pranayama. So the omkara, om iti ekaksham brahma vyaharan mamanusplanam, is mentioned at least three times, pranava sarvadevehu, and also in the 17th chapter. Probably four times at least. Om. And so Prabhupada describing elsewhere that even the impersonalists are instructed to visualize the Om letter, sound letter, you know, we see the Om, Devanagari Om. They have to think of something, something. Which reminds me when I was sitting one time in Prabhupada's room, very dimly lit in 1977, Prabhupada was lying, and this particular time comes to mind that Prabhupada was always reinforcing this idea, has to be something. How Allen Ginsberg wrote that postcard from Bali, that he was worried about Prabhupada's health, and Kamal Krishna Swami, he was asking Prabhupada, should we write to Allen Ginsberg? He said that he was practicing non-theistic yoga, non-theistic Buddhism. But I thought, found it very something I never stopped thinking about. Prabhupada said,
what is that?
Non-theistic means there's different types of Buddhism. If you stay in the Honolulu temple for some time, some Buddhism is they meditate on the form of Buddha, and they offer. But when non-theistic is more extreme, more like Zen, some Buddhists, you see there's about 10 Buddhist temples within a very short walk of the temple in Nuwamu Valley, very beautiful place there. So, and you walk around chanting japa, so the one place says, no visitors welcome. It's a small Zen temple. And it's only rocks there. Nothing growing there. No garden. They call it a rock garden. I mean, rock garden can be also nice. But their particular place is very tiny. And it says, I never saw anyone there. So it's very fitting. There's no one there. Nothing there. Just stones. And it says, no visitors welcome. But some other places are, they offer incense, they have many pictures there, they offer fruit, they offer things, there's bowls. So I assume this, there could be more theistic, but non-theistic, yeah, Buddhism, like you said, you're guessing is non-theistic, but, so Allen Ginsberg was saying non-theistic. Maybe he wanted to make a point, I don't know. And Prabhupada said, tell him to pray to his non-theistic deity. I mean, at the time, it's a very somber atmosphere, so, but Prabhupada's intelligence was buddhi, mukna, was maha, super intelligent. He told him the right thing, exactly, of course. tell him to pray to his non-theistic deity for my improved health. Because in Prabhupada's deep understanding, there has to be some form, something you meditate on. So in another purport I was seeing that Prabhupada said that they, impersonalists, some of them, of course, they're meditating on void. Now they try to avoid everything, but some particular discipline, actual impersonalists, they're thinking of the Om. Like AUM we had yesterday, Akarane Chitta, Krishna, Sarvalokaika Nayaka. You gave different Radharani, but that one described Makaro Jiva Uchite, that Om is the living entities. And so this is Jiva Goswami's one other explanation. So it's quoted in CC. So this form is always there. They have to have some form. Why not? Like one time, you can hear one conversation where they are questioning Prabhupada, Swamiji, why can't we just meditate, chant Om? So he described a little about Om, then he said, why stick to Om? Or he would say, Prabhupada says, why stick to Om, rascal? In other words, the Om is the impersonal form of, I remember going and studying yoga in 1963-64 in Manhattan, and they chanting Om was the Vishnu Devananda, Shivananda group. So this is before Prabhupada ever came. So they would chant Om. It was interesting. Actually, that was my favorite part, chanting Om. And you do the exercise, that's one thing. It has some, if you do it, really actually do it. There's a lot of yoga, Hare Krishna yoga groups there doing yoga. It's very healthy. It's good for health. There's nothing wrong with that. Interestingly, one, I mean, standing on head in that Balboa Park, Prabhupada was walking and saw one guy standing on head, and he said, is that one of our men? And TKG, Tamal Maharaj, he said, no, Prabhupada, we don't do this type of thing. We don't do. Prabhupada said, no, because you cannot take time from your eating and sleeping. So, Prabhupada is very tricky. You won't know what he's going to say, you know. No, we don't do, don't worry, Prabhupada. You taught us right. No, you cannot take time. So then I heard on that walk, and they said, so Prabhupada, we should, he said it is good, and Prabhupada said it was good for bile secretion, and yoga has a good benefit, of course. It's Ayurveda, there's nothing wrong. Mainly, Prabhupada didn't want us to practice this and cut our, because so many in the West are attached to this type of yoga, and ultimately, it's just something for health, basically. You can get health, just like you were describing yesterday, chanting Vishwanath, Jiva Goswami. They give some prescription that you can inhale Hare Krishna so many times, what, one, twice, two mantras, is it? Hare Krishna. And in your mind, I suppose, you're chanting. And because this is described in Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter also, Rechap, Kumbhi Pak, there's inhaling, Pranapana Juvati, Pranapana Praya, Pranayama, Parayana. Those who are, want to do that, that's Krishna gives that in the fourth chapter of the Gita. You offer the senses in different ways. The householders offer the senses, the brahmacharis, they have different ways of controlling the senses and doing different activities. Right after that, then Krishna gives quite a nice description of different other methods of how to act detached. Nirashir yata chittatma takta sarva parigraha takta sarva parigraha abhyas to act abhibravato be. Even though acting, one is always detached. So, not that one is only detached. One has to become attached to something. I remember my first day that I came to the ashram in Maui, and I was chanting. I chanted before, but this was... So I came back to actually live in the ashram, which for me, I mean, probably I would never have joined, but in Hawaii and Maui, this is good. I got nowhere else to live anyway. Very nice place. And avocado trees, dropping off the trees at night, and or the daytime, day and night, mangoes, organic garden. I thought, well, this is a pretty good place. getting up, doing this austerity is nothing compared to a very nice place. But the very first day, then they were telling me about detachment, and I was thinking, But I said, but why are we getting attached to Krishna? He said, no, you have to become attached to Krishna, or you won't be able to give up. A very simple formula. And the guy that told me, he never even got initiated, actually, but he was older than the rest of them. He was like some big-time poster artist from the hippie era. So he was just joining. He just joined then also. And he, in the beginning, well, after that, Hawaii, he went to New York and designed Boston, New York, designed the BTG, Bo Schneff. He was very good for the time that he was there. So he said to me, he said, no, you have to give up. You know, a very simple way. He'd only been there around for a couple of days. And he said, you have to give up your all attachment. You have to become attached to Krishna. Then you give it up. I said, well, that makes sense. Okay. But that's really, if anyone asks, that's the perfect formula. You have to give it up. Vairagya. Vairagya kena. Sanyate. Throughout the entire Bhagavatam, Adi Madhya Abhash, beginning, middle, and end, the message is Vairagya. So many times we hear about big exalted kings, but the ultimate thing is they give it up. Bharat Maharaj gives it up. So many, who can you name that doesn't give it up? Yayati, Parikit Maharaj, Yudhisthira, I mean, finished. Very exalted person. If ordinary person gives up, goes in front of the bank and says, I renounce this bank, Chase Manhattan. But sir, you have nothing in the bank, you have only $20 in your account. It doesn't mean much, but if someone is the king of the world, big, big, big person, when we hear about six Goswamis, it's very ecstatic. Every day we can hear about that. We've been hearing about Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, 10,000 gold coins. Nowadays, gold coin, we get $2,000, right? No, it's up to $2,000, one gold coin. They may have had bigger ones, smaller ones. And $2,000, I mean, even 300 rupees, Prabhupada said, was a big amount because Advaita Acharya owed 300 rupees. Actually, I looked that up. The rupee word is taka. So many taka, 300 taka. Tanka, the head of N, silent N. So maybe the word rupee, but Prabhupada translated as rupees. So they had rupee, but Prabhupada said this was a huge amount, just 300 rupees. And nowadays, like, okay, you can get a meal maybe, you know. If you have double that, you might get a meal. Or if you have triple that, you might get something at the restaurant in Bombay, you know, ISKCON or Delhi, you know. You need three times that. For 300 rupees, you won't get much. So, but they gave it up. Vairagya. Abhyasena chakonte, vairagyena chakrihyate. When Arjuna was speaking in 6th chapter of the Gita, he was telling Arjuna was speaking to Krishna, chanchala, my mind is uncontrolled. Vairiva shadushkaram, I don't know how to control it. It's like so powerful. Balam. So Krishna said, yes, that's true. It is very difficult. But by practice, vairagya, abhyas. So we got this word here, like yesterday, abhyas. Constant practice, not one time or, but satatam. And by sevya, sevana rupa, udayo na paravaratvam. Doesn't matter one is para avara, lower or higher. According to Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers, which are super ecstatic, wonderful prayers. Naisha paravara matir bhavato nanusya, jantorya tatma surado bhavatasta. He's speaking that Krishna Surado Jagatas. He's the friend of the universe. He's friends of everyone. But according to one seva, sevana rupa deo naparavarata. Some seva yasurato rivadetrasa. One gets mercy according to his service. Prabhupada was speaking on that verse that one should not be envious. So and so, this person is getting so much mercy, so much this, so much, or opulence. Rather, he should see that he has done some service. Either you see it or now, or you don't see it. But according to service, one is getting, receiving mercy. Surataro, just like a desire tree. You ask for something, you get it. So, Just like when Jayananda was doing so much service in his day, someone might be envious that, oh, he is getting, you know. But he wasn't even claiming anything. Like, Prabhupada's coming, Jayananda drove Prabhupada several times, but most of the time he's working underneath a rock cart or, you know, with some scruffy guys. He wasn't trying, that was his service. I remember Jayananda came in Mayapur, the only time he came to India in 74. And he sat down to take prasadam. Well, we all sat down on the lower floor of the Lotus Building, just outside the old kitchen, and we're just about, so some boys were going to serve out, somebody was serving out, and Jayananda walked there, Shatadanya was there, Jayapataka, Bhavananda, and he got up and he grabbed the buckets, right? He's the guest with Bhaktadas, and there was too many people there in those days. It was like off-season in 74, and so maybe in the summer, because they were going to see the Rath Yatra, so it was probably June, July. And Jayananda got up immediately, grabbed the bucket, the prasadam buckets, and practically there was a chorus from the managers, sit down, you're not your guest, sit down. And he said, what do you mean, sit down? I'm going to sit down and get served? Like, he was like, wasn't even on his radar screen. I remember he said, I should sit down and get served? What? He didn't even consider it. The very next morning, he was standing on the lower step, those first steps going down from the Lotus Building, so he's much bigger than me, but so from, I was like two steps higher than I could, only he was still a little, maybe lower, and I was holding a suitcase. I said, Jayananda, you're leaving already? You haven't even been to India before, you're leaving. And he said, no, I have no service here. That was the bottom line. He had to go back to the West to do his service. So much attached to the service. I don't know why I got to thinking of Jayananda, but the point I was getting to, nobody is envious really of Jayananda. I mean, maybe one person I won't mention. But even then, he's a very eccentric person. So, but nobody thought, oh, Jayananda, you know. Like even Jayananda one time was sitting in Berkeley or San Francisco, and he was nodding off, and Prabhupada was there, and someone was maybe trying to wake him up, and Prabhupada said, never mind, he's doing so many times more service than anybody else here. So if he's nodding out, Prabhupada didn't mind at all. Even Prabhupada was nodding out, looked like, in 1975, I think it was 4 or 5, but he's a very, hardly anyone remembers when I talk to people, and he was sitting on Vyasasan, he would give a lecture, and after the lecture he would ask Jayapataka to give it in, summarize it in Bengali. Although it was hardly anyone there in those days, it was kind of a unique thing. And Prabhupada, of course, up all night translating, and gave the lecture, so he would sit like this. He was not embarrassed or in any way intimidated. He just looked, but he was hearing it. But so Prabhupada was not really sleeping, you know. And then Gaura Govinda, he was give the lecture in Hindi. He wanted to hear that they were understanding the philosophy. But he's hearing it, but he's just, his body is resting. So you cannot criticize how he's the acharya. If you can stay up and save the world, not sleep all night, then you can do it also. Just don't try this at home. If you can lift Govardhan Hill, then you can also play with the gopis and like that. So nobody was envious. When someone is non-envious, kinchana, ashantasya, then he's very peaceful, santushka, satatam yogi, itatma, jidanishchaya, and so determined, and people are not envious. He is not envious. Just like Krishna says, puyet yeti angri renuvi. He wants to take the dust of the devotees' feet. The devotees who are non-envious, sarvasukha dishomaya, they're happy in every way. So if someone is envious of the pure devotee, this is a great offense. Envy. oh, he has this, oh, your guru, he's exploiting you. No, he's working 100 times more than anybody, 1,000 times. Or you could say 8 billion times, because no one else is even on this planet close to doing, even combinedly, to do what Prabhupada could do. So he's engaged, and he's the, Prabhupada says that the first class devotees, Uttama, they engage second class, or the second class engage the third class, like that. So Prabhupada was engaging Hari Sevaka Sevana, Dharma Paro, this is the supreme Dharma, Bhaktivinoda, to serve the devotees who are. When the Bhaktisiddhanta became very alarmed when the sannyasis and brahmacharis in Calcutta, they were wanting to enjoy and not doing seva. He wrote a heavy letter about that. They should simply do, when they're finished with false ego, others will automatically, naturally want to serve them. Not that they demand service. Like Robert said, we call each other Prabhu. We don't say, but we may say it, but we don't also believe it. Or we say, or Robert gave the example, Guru Das Prabhu, come here and brush my shoes. So what's the sense of you saying Prabhu? If he's your master, why are you demanding that he brushes your shoes or something? Prabhu, can you sweep this? So the mood has to be this humble mood that the devotees have. Service. Actually, that was notable also when I was living in just one block in San Francisco, and Frederick Street Temple was there in 68. And Jayananda, I think I didn't even know his name, but he used to bring the prasadam out on Sunday. And I would only usually go on Sunday for the Sunday feast. And in those days, they brought the pots out. There was no transferring anything, but they brought the big pots out full of sabji. And he would always be there saying the prayer about the senses are a network of paths leading to death. There was no Bengali in those days. But it was kind of a really sobering prayer, the way he would say it, Jayananda. And even though you're thinking of network, wow, this is heavy stuff, man. Go to these guys, you know, eating the best food in the world. I mean, Yamuna was cooking then, Malati, then in 68 in San Francisco. You would think, well, this is really something like network of past. We're going to die, but antavanta me deha nityashok. Adyantavanta konte anateshu ramate buddha. We don't take pleasure. But then again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written whole songs, what, six songs, all about prasadam. Not just that one, but Ektina Shanti Pore, one day, Advaita Gare. He's written one about Khichri, about Shak. What else? And everything is pleasure, Kevalananda Khan. So Prabhupada said, we don't give up pleasure. It's simply pleasure. Can you say, Swamiji, don't you have any, you know, what do they call it, when you just leisure time where you just do nothing and hang out and just enjoy playing sports? He said, no, we have nothing but enjoyment. Kevala Ananda Khan. This is a path of simply Ananda, bliss. Ananda Lila Maya Vidruhaya Mahabhadiva Chavi Sundara. That's my Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is the source of all this bliss. So naturally, everyone hears about Mahaprabhu. We'll hear now about this Evam Suchitte Sutta Eva Siddha Atma Pyato Bhagavan. And on the next chapter, every chapter, but I'm just thinking of that verse because Jiva Goswami cites that verse so many times. It's like one of his pet verses, right? Isn't it? And it's in this basic part of the Bhagavatam, second 2.2. It's coming up. Yeah. We're in 2.1. So yeah, I think it's the sixth verse. Evam, therefore, thus, Evam Suchitte Sata Evasid. He is in the heart and he's completely perfect, Siddha. First he's talking about meditating on the universal form. We didn't get to that yet, but the next one is wonderful. the next chapter also. So he's saying evamsa chitte, one should meditate on that form that is in the heart. So, ma piyarto is very dear, ma piyarto. Bhagavan, why is it? He's Bhagavan, Ananta. He's Bhagavan, Ananta. Niyatarto. And samsara hetu paramashchayatra. He withdraws, extinguishes the samsara by that meditation. Other paths, Narada Muni says, later in, no, not later, in the first chapter, he said it already. There's no other way to get rid of this samsara, break the samsara. Aruya kuchchena klesho dikatarastesha. Where you may go by this impersonal meditation. It's very difficult. Sanyam yandire brahma. But Krishna says, after sarvabhuta hite rata, sarvabhuta hite rata aneka, after many births of doing shubha, good karma, good things, hita kanya, for all living entities, lokanam hitakata, then one can maybe get bahunam janmanamante gyanavanam, many births of speculating and thinking and thinking, one will come to this point. So Krishna says, why do that? Immediately one can become, don't waste your time after so many births of gyan yoga. The Prabhupada cites that verse at the end of the sixth chapter here, especially. Before that verse, though, tapasni bhyo diko yogi, gyani bhyo mato dika, right? Kami bhyascha diko yogi, tasmad yogi bhavarjana. He says, the tapasvi yogis, gyanis, they're whatever. But greater than greater is the yogi, is greater than the tapasvi, greater than the gyani or the karmi. Then he says, but yoginam api sa, of all sarvesham, so many yogis, madgatanantaratma, sharavan bhajate yomam, samayukratama, one who's engaged in service is the greatest. So in the beginning, maya saktamana partha yogam yamjamara, then again, wham, seventh canto, he comes immediately, fix the mind on me, manmana, maya sakta, become attached. Otherwise, you're looking to get attached to this material world. That could be some attachment, some meditation, something. Maya sakta manapar yogam yam jamarashaya shangsham samagamam yitadhyasasi tachyam. And then the whole chapter unfolds, seven chapter. We get the middle six chapters like that. So some yoga groups, they only go up to that. Then after that, they couldn't understand. Wait a minute. This, we understand this yoga stuff, fifth chapter, sixth chapter, but after that, it's a little tricky. Think of me. What is me? So some Sanskrit jugglers, they'll say, me means me. Not just me, him, but I'm me. We're all one. So if it's Krishna, I'm part of Krishna, it must be me. You think of me also. No. That's not the way it is. This is klesho dikatarastesham. So many times. Maya vesha manoye imam nitya. Again in the 12th chapter. Comes up again. Nitya, upasate. And he described who are the great devotees. So many. Adveshta, sarabhutana, maitra karuneva. Whether description is sarvaramba parityagi, in all their activities they're renounced. They're not envious, they feel love, compassion, friendship for all, everyone. Not just the Americans, the Russians, or whatever. Kill those guys. I mean, how primitive, barbaric, you know. You see that playing out. This is etam drishtam avashtabhya nashtatmano par obabhudaya, very tiny animal, rascal, demon intelligence. Prabhupada said, this is predicting. Kshayaya jagato ahita. Krishna says, hitakamya, I'm doing this for the benefit. I'm not getting anything. Prabhupada's not getting personal gratification out of that. Krishna's not getting, he's getting personal gratification. but he's feeling compassion. Sarva Dharma Shah. So, but this is Chaya Ahita. The demoniac mentality is Ahita. I mean, they don't want to do good for anybody. Nobody. But Ishvaroham, I am the topmost person. Ishvaroham Bogi, I'm the enjoyer. Bogi or bogus, bogi rascal. Ishvaroham Bogi. What is the rest of that? Balavan Sukhi, I'm very happy. You hear that from all the big politicians. Blustering nonsense rascals. They're always, they're miserable, but they're claiming they're happy. Big, big enjoyers. Everyone's thinking they're very much enjoying, but the Prabhupada said, take it that this world is totally miserable. Mamu pecha puna janma dukkalayam ashashvatam. Not only miserable, temporary. It's not, it's perpetually miserable, but it's also temporary. You're coming and going, in and out of it. Nunam pramata kurute. Those who don't control the senses, as recommended in throughout the whole, wherever we're reading, then Vishabdev says, Nunam, he said, certainly Nunam pramata, they are mad. Pramadalasya nidrasya. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma, they're doing vikarma. Not just karma. Karma, if you are a karmi, that's good, practically. We respect you. You're doing your karmi. There are very few karmis. Who's a karmi? They have to be doing yajna as a something. Actual karmis we don't see. Maybe in India there are some. There are some big bhogartinam. Anyway, but nunam pramaptavik karma. Indriya pityapna nisadu manne. And here the word is rati, means the chariot. Manoratanasati davato tuhi sarati or rati. Manoratanasati, so similarly, this is Prahlad's statement, that they're running on the chariot of the mind. So there's no idea to control the mind, bring it back. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam ashtiram. We get this idea also in the second chapter of the Gita. Korma, the tortoise. Korma aniva sarvashaha. The tortoise withdraws his limbs, so similarly the yogi is able to withdraw senses. So not just withdraw, but because the senses are so engaged in ecstatic engagement. Savai mana krishna padara vindayo. Ambarish Maharaj, so many, describes how his senses were acting. Vachanchi Vaikuntha Gonanavana, he used his voice to Vaikuntha. And later on in the Bhagavatam, Kapiladeva has a wonderful chapter 28, the yogi, how he's supposed to meditate. Hasam Harir Avanata Akilalo Tati. Who should meditate on the smiling face of Krishna and Shokashu Sagra Vishosha Matyadara dries up the ocean of tears. Prabhupada said, all the oceans are made of tears of misery of this material world. There's nothing. There's oceans of tears. So as devotees, we sometimes forget that. But we just heard about the bombing and 300 people killed in like half a kilometer away or something, where the devotees are shitting. So it's very clear what's going on. The miseries have not gone away. The material world is unlimited misery. So gosh, we saw it on the show. But it dries up. You can cut me to pieces, Haridas Thakur says. We'll cut you to pieces. If you don't stop chanting, he said, that's all right. Kande kande, jai jari pran, they have jai jari pran. Ami badane, nahi, chari harinam. I won't give up chanting. Kande kande, you can kande kande, cut me to pieces. So that is most advanced person. Sanatana Goswami is saying, you are Jagata Arya. Tumi Jagati, Tumi Sarva Guru. You're the most advanced person in the Jagat, in the whole universe. So those are the role models. There's so many other things, but... All right, so, yeah, time for questions. Amen. All right, no questions. Haribol.